This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series, and it is from Surah Al-Baqarah. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. So remember me, and I will remember you. Thank me, and do not be ungrateful. This is verse 152. Now this verse addresses the need to be mindful of Allah. So the first point of reflection is that Allah does not forget any of His creation, as He effortlessly knows the complete details of every atom He created. We, on the other hand, quickly and easily forget about Allah. So Allah encourages us to remember Him because we need to remember Him. Which is why He instructed us to establish our 5 times daily prayers for His remembrance. أَقِمُ الصَّلَاةِ لِذِكْرِي. This is what He said. Establish the prayer in order to remember me. The second point of reflection is that Allah even stated that Ramadan, the fast of Ramadan, was prescribed primarily for us to be mindful of Allah. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting was prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, in order for you to be mindful of God. Being mindful of God meaning that whenever we do whatever we do, we keep God in mind, and in that way, it prevents us from engaging in evil, from going astray in whatever we're doing. It keeps us on Allah's guidance. The third point of reflection is that Allah's remembrance of us indicates His additional care and concern as a result of our consciousness of Him. He doesn't actually forget us so that He is remembering us. But no, when He says He will remember us if we remember Him, He is referring to additional care and concern. Because He doesn't benefit when we remember Him. We benefit if He remembers us. And we benefit if we remember Him. So subhanAllah, it is all for our benefit. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.